you are not probably going to be killed for becoming a Christian in Niger, but they can make your life very difficult.
That's Jan Banky, who serves as a missionary with SIM in West Africa. Hi, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. A few years back, Jan had the privilege of leading a Fulani man from Niger to Christ. We're calling him Bo. Now, Jan, since Bo came out of a different religious background, and since that religion is so dominant in his area, I would imagine that Bo's new life as a believer could be very difficult. Am I right?
You are not probably going to be killed for becoming a Christian in Niger, but they can make your life very difficult. It's very, very common for the community to reject you, to ostracize you. For Bo, it's a huge risk to identify himself as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ. And so looking for other Christians is very risky for Bo. There is no church. There is no church anywhere nearby of Fulani, of his own people, worshiping Jesus together, not anywhere close. If he's going to find a Christian community, a church to be a part of, it will be another people group, and that might work. But even so, there isn't one anywhere close to where he lives. Bo is illiterate. He doesn't read. Some bits of the New Testament do exist in his language. He doesn't read that. The one thing that I've been able to give to Bo are some gospel messages in his language on mini SD cards that he can put into his cell phone and listen to. But even then, sitting there listening to those, you know, identifies himself. So it's some real risk. It's not an easy thing to follow Christ in some of these places in the world.
Oh, Lord, use SIM as well as TWR's nearby West Africa radio station to help Bo grow in the grace and knowledge of you. Amen. To learn more about either SIM or TWR, go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.